Blog Talk Radio.
The thief cometh not but to steal
and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life to sheep. Now, I don't know if I would do all that, but I might if God wants me to, because I am a follower of Jesus Christ, not Paul. Paul said some good things, but he also said some things that I just do not agree with him. In the book of Numbers, Numbers 12 and 6, Paul had a vision on the Damascus Road. Numbers 12 and 6 says, I make myself known to him in a vision. And this is what Paul said. Now, when I had my vision, I was sleeping. He said, I will speak to him in a dream. And that's what my Heavenly Father, Son, Yeshua, did. I was spoken to in a dream. I was told to feed his sheep. And it took me 27 years to do that. Now, Paul was not in a dream. He was not in a sleep. But he says he saw a vision. And anything bad against Paul. But I think you have to be asleep. And he was on the Damascus Road. He was going someplace on the Damascus Road. Nonetheless, I have spoken my peace. Now, let me get to the book of Genesis, chapter 15. I read to you last week, Genesis chapter 15 and Genesis 16. But I am going to read Genesis 15. And if our Father gives me, if I read well enough and fast enough, I will go into chapter 16. And I want you to understand. Let me just tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, sheep. To the read from the King James Version of the Bible that I read from, and if you have the real version, then you can read from that as well. But this is just a version of the real thing. I want you to know that Sabbath starts on a Friday evening and ends on a Saturday evening. You sheep are to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What's so difficult for you to understand about that? Too many of you sheep are going to church on a Sunday, Saturday, for those of you who do not know. It's found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourselves. I will not lie to you about the Sabbath. I want you to keep the Sabbath. And there are a few churches in Detroit that are open on Saturday. So I ask that you look in the yellow pages, find out what churches are open to you on the Sabbath day or the Saturday, and you go to those churches to see what's happening in the church. You will be taught the Word of God. Now, let me tell you this. I want you to have your three P's, and they are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case I give you some references that you might want to jot down for your for future dates where you can look up for yourself. Again, I am reading in Genesis chapter King, where I read that to you last week, and there were some killings in the neighborhood. And I tell you that I found out that there was a young lady who got shot. I don't know what her condition is, but she was visiting her aunt, and she came over into our neighborhood. She doesn't live in this neighborhood, and they shot her on her auntie's porch. They said that some car followed her, and when she got out to go into her auntie's house, they shot her. I hope she is doing well, and I hope she learns from this experience and follow the Lord. I know about it. I don't know anything else. And I want to thank you all for calling the police, because the police did come and put up some yellow tape on our street and blocked off certain houses. And that's all I know about it. Let me get into chapter 15 again, and maybe the Lord will have me read that so that you can know what I know and understand what I understand. It says, "And after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision." You'll find that in Numbers chapter 12, verse 6, saying, "Fear not." And he does tell you, "Fear not." And he'll tell you what he wants you to do, because he told me what he wants me to do, and that is to feed his sheep. But I'm saying to him, I thought, you have preachers. They should be feeding your sheep. It took me a long time to do what he said, and I feel so much better now that I'm doing it. I am thy shield and exceedingly great reward. And Abram said, "Lord God, what will you give me, saying I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus?" And Abram said, "Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and one born in my house is mine head. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This is not thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Now toward heaven, and tell me the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said unto him, Go, so shall thy seed be. And we black people are the children of Abraham. Remember, in Genesis chapter 1 and 26, male and female he made. And then I think it was in Genesis chapter 2 is where he made our father Adam. So, or it may be, let me see. Yeah, it was in Genesis chapter 2, verses 13 through 6, 13 through 16, where I think he made Adam and his wife. But nonetheless, I do want you to read Genesis chapter 1. And 26, that's where he said, let us make men in our image, where And then in chapter 27, he made male and female. He created them. He created male and female. He did not create man for man or woman for woman. I don't know what is it that you don't understand about that and the law that our Constitution made legal, we should not be following it. We should be following what God has made, in my view. I think I left off in chapter, verse, and he brought him forth abroad and said to him, look now towards heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And that's where his seed is. I am stopping off at verse 6. Benjamin, Levi, Ephraim, Manasseh, Simeon, Zebulun, Gad, Reuben, Asher, Issachar, and Naphtali. That's us black folks. At that time, there was no white folks. As far as I have studied up on and reading the Bible, as well as Googling, and there was no white folks. I don't know where they come from. That's why I read John 10:10 today, for you to read that and look it up. Most of the time, I've only seen those people. They come to steal your money with loans and kill you and take whatever, like they have taken Detroit. This two elections passed where there was a write-in vote said that this man from Livonia got write-in votes to be on the ticket. And from what I saw, he was just given those. He was not elected, but selected. Now, let me leave that alone. Let me go back to verse 6 again of chapter 15 and read what it says. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I, the Lord, that brought thee, indeed means you, out of Ur of the Chaldees, and give thee means you, this land to inherit. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece, one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, the horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thou seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. and there is no other people on this earth except black folks in the United States where we will be have been afflicted for 400 years. According to when I was in history class, I think it was around 1985, I asked my teacher in 1492, where did he land? And, that was another conversation. He told me that Christopher Columbus never landed in the United States. He landed in the Cayman Islands. So I don't know if the Cayman Islands are a part of the United States. Let me get to verse 14, where it says, "And also that nation whom they shall serve, I will judge." So God is going to judge the United States. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Now, we were taught that in 1619, the first Dutch slave ships landed in Jamestown, dropping off two women slaves. And then they started coming in after that time, and we were told when they were stopped. But let me not try to give you a history lesson. Let me try to finish chapter 15. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, goodies of the Amorites is not yet fulfilled. So I'm thinking that the Amorites are not the real Jews, in that in Revelation chapter 2 and 9, and again in Revelation chapter 3 and 9, it says those who say they are Jews and are not, I'm thinking that they are the Amorites, and their time has not yet been fulfilled. I want you to remember to read Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is spelled D-E-T-Y, I think, chapter 28, verse 68, where it says, let me just look there for a moment. If I can go fast. I'm trying to find Deuteronomy quickly so I can read chapter 28, verse 68. Tell you, I have found Deuteronomy. Okay, let me find chapter 28, verse 28. This is what it says. I found it. It says, Deuteronomy 28, verse 68 says, "And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt, and Egypt signifies slavery, again, with ships." Now, what are the people? Those who say they're Jews, did they go over into Israel on a ship? No, they did not. They walked over there. And I'm going to read that to you in further lessons in Genesis. Anyway, by the way, from thee, thee means you. Thou shalt see it no more again, and they shall be sold unto your enemies. For bondsmen and bondswomen, and no man shall buy them. So, who would buy us? Nobody bought us. We were sold as slaves in the United States. Verse 17, And it came to pass that when the sun went down, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those places. And the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed I will give this land from the river Egypt, and that's the Nile, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Our land that those people who say they are Jews are in, and they're not really the people that own that land. We do. They were not put on a ship as slaves. We were. We must understand that. Verse 19, the Kenites and the Kishonites and Cadmonites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Raphaims and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Gershonites and the, those are the people. That's the ending of reading of chapter 15. I will start with you next week to read chapter 16. Now, I want to say a closing prayer with you, if you will allow me. And I will quickly say a closing prayer. Father in heaven, allowing me to come to you as humble as I know how, and telling your sheep what they should know, and they probably already know. Thank you. In Yeshua's name, I ask that you continue to protect us as we stay safe, as well as you prosper us in our daily life. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ. Now, let me tell you, of course you know that Saturday the Sabbath, you're supposed to do that. And the Passover is over with. The Feast of Unleavened Bread is over with. The Day of Pentecost, that is coming, May the 20th. It will be the Day of Pentecost. The Feast of Festivals, the Feast of Trumpets, September the 19th. All these days you can find in Leviticus chapter 23. The Day of Atonement will be September the 19th. The Feast of Tabernacles will be 24th to the 30th. And the last great day, that will be October the 1st. And as always, our Father in heaven loves you, and I love you as well. Remember, in James 4 and 15, if it's God's will, I'll be back with you Friday. I come on Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock.
Father,
and I'll bring you his word. Read for me.
Help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another. And heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know he loves forever in my heart.
walk on through temptation. Cause he is love, and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our heart. The Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
He will not.